Welcome to Scheib Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Greg Mulevey. Batting second. The first baseman, Johnny Woodward. Batting third. The right fielder, Bob Fothergill. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Smee Jolly. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Bill Cecil. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Red Barnes. Batting seventh. The second baseman, John Kerr. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mo Berg. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Garland Braxton. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Garland Braxton. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Jimmy Dykes. Batting second. The center fielder, Mule Haas. Batting third. The catcher, Mickey Cochran. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Al Simmons. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Jimmy Fox. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Bing Miller. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Dib Williams. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Joe Boley. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Lefty Grove. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Lefty Grove. And now, play ball. Greg Mulevey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mulevey hits a fly ball into right field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Woodward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodward hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Simmons. Woodward reaches second base with a double. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Woodward scores. It's 1-0, White Sox. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly strikes out. Two outs. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Grove fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes strikes out. One out. Mule Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Barnes. Haas reaches second base with a double. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran hits a fly ball into right field. Fothergill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Haas tags and moves to third. Two outs. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Berg for a passed ball. Haas scores. It's White Sox, 1, Athletics, 1. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons takes first base on ball 4. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cecil fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Red Barnes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barnes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boley fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Haas. Kerr reaches second base with a double. Barnes moves to third. Mo Berg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berg strikes out. One out. Garland Braxton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braxton strikes out. two outs. Greg Malivi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malivi is 0 for 1 in the game. Malivi takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Whatwood hits a line drive into center field. Ha settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dib Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards second. Kerr scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Two outs. Joe Boley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Fothergill hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Cochran settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly is 0 for 1 in the game. Jolly hits a fly ball into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Sissell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissell is 0 for 1 in the game. Sissell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Lefty Grove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grove strikes out. One out. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0 for 1 in the game. Dykes hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Athletics. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Haas strikes out. Two outs. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 0 for 0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. Cochran hits a ball on the ground towards short. Malivi scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Red Barnes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barnes is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Barnes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Kerr hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boley fields it, throws to second for one. And over to first, double play. Two outs. Mo Berg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berg is 0 for 1 in the game. Berg hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Cochran settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the White Sox 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Simmons hits a fly ball into left field. Jolly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 1 in the game. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cecil fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Miller hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dib Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Miller. The throw from Berg and he is out, Kerr applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Garland Braxton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braxton is 0-for-1 in the game. Braxton strikes out. One out. Greg Mulevey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mulevey is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Mulevey hits a fly ball into center field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Whatwood hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Williams scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the White Sox 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Dib Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. Williams hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Joe Boley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boley is 0-for-1 in the game. Boley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cecil fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Lefty Grove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grove is 0-for-1 in the game. Grove hits a pop-up towards third. Cecil settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Dykes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cecil fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Fothergill hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Grove fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly is 0-for-2 in the game. Jolly hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 0-for-2 in the game. Cecil hits a fly ball into right field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Red Barnes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barnes is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Barnes hits a line drive into right field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the White Sox 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Mule Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Haas hits a ball on the ground towards first. Whatwood juggles the ball. That's an error on Whatwood. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. Cochran hits a ball on the ground and there's an error on the play. Haas moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Simmons hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 5-1, Athletics. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-2 in the game. Fox hits a line drive towards short. Malivi reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Miller hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dib Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a pop-up towards short. Malivi settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Boley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boley is 0-for-2 in the game. Boley hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Miller moves to second. Lefty Grove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grove is 0-for-2 in the game. Grove hits a ball on the ground towards first. Whatwood scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Grove for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Kerr hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Grove fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Moberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berg is 0-for-2 in the game. Berg hits a fly ball into right field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Garland Braxton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braxton is 0-for-2 in the game. Braxton hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Greg Malivi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malivi is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Malivi strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the White Sox 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Dykes hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Haas hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kerr settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. Cochran hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kerr fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Whatwood hits a fly ball into center field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Fothergill hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Jolly strikes out. Two outs. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 0-for-3 in the game. Cecil hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Grove fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the White Sox 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Simmons hits a fly ball into right field. Fothergill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-3 in the game. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cecil fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 3 for 3 in the game, with 3 singles. Miller hits a fly ball into right field. Fothergill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Red Barnes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barnes is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Barnes hits a fly ball into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Kerr hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Carl Reynolds pinch hits for Mo Berg. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Athletics, 5, and Chicago White Sox, 1. Goodbye from Scheib Park in Philadelphia.